superstition. My dominion is built on fear and man's attempt to explain all that he experiences. In his ignorance of logic, he accepts coincidence as cause and thus gives me greater power. He makes himself a puppet, and I, the great puppeteer, pull the strings to make him dance.
Well, another audience like that, and the great Hoofus, Copeland, and Hennessy will be out in the cold, cruel world, Eddie.
What do you mean, out? We panicked in York. Did you see that little blonde in the front row give me the eye?
If you worked your feet as well as your eyes, we might get more hands. The customers were sitting on theirs tonight. Why, even the magician got a better reception than us.
Well, you have to be a magician to get over the old personality in this dump. Palace Theater. It's a joint to me. Look at this dressing room. So old that even the mice moved out.
Listen, Hennessy, when you've been in the show business as long as I have, you'll know that things ain't so hot when an act don't go over in a small-time theater. The manager either sends word back to snap up the act or else fires it.
Always belittling. Anyhow, you know the old saying, no news is good news.
And don't be kidding yourself about that superstition either.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the thing started because a Roman soldier lost his way.
Well, why didn't he advertise?
Say, lay off a minute, will you? You see, this soldier's captain had won a battle, and the doughboy was bringing the news to the general.
Give the little general a great big hand.
Yeah, the general had a rough idea that a battle had been fought. But when he didn't get any word from the captain, he started worrying. Figured that his men had been bumped off. So when the soldier finally did come with the good news, the general issued an order that from that day on, no news would be good news. See? Nothing to it.
Nothing to it. It was good news, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it'd have been just as good if the soldier hadn't lost his way.
All right. When do I applaud?
Oh, wise guy. Give you time, you'll learn. But as long as we have to kill time between now and the next show, I'll tell you a story about this superstition.
It better be funnier than they usually are.
Relax, Eddie. You ain't got an audience now. Give me a cigarette.
I knew this was coming. Here you are.
Thanks. Got a match?
Say, I thought you were going to tell me a funny story.
Ah, that's better. Well, this story happened up in an Oregon hick town when I first started hoofing. I was doing a week's stand there, and boy, it was terrible. Wind and snow. The town was as dead as a graveyard, and the people that lived there were typical longhairs. In desperation, I finally made friends with a town outcast, a gambler named Lucky Saunders.
A gambler? You sure pick your company.
Saunders was a swell guy, and when he found out that I was his friend, he told me he hadn't always been shuffling dirty cards for a living. Once he was a violinist.
Yeah, I know the pattern. Misunderstood genius quits the old folks and seeks his own life. He ends up a gambler or a hoofer.
If that's sarcasm, it don't work. Listen, Lucky's wife took the baby and beat it some years before my story. He never found him, but learned later that his wife had died, and his boy had been adopted by a family named Fletcher. Well, seems they'd lived in this particular town.
Ah, repentant father comes to claim his son.
No, Lucky wasn't like that. He was too much the Roma to want to settle down again, but he did want to see the kid and make sure that he was taken care of right. No one knew that he was the boy's father, but the sheriff knew that he was a gambler. On this certain day, a blizzard was blowing up. When I got back to the hotel, I was surprised to find the sheriff and his men in the lobby. Lucky was leaning against the desk, smiling at him as if he didn't care. And them long fingers of his were shuffling the pack of cards he always carried.
So you got a warrant for my arrest, Sheriff?
You bet. We've had enough of your crooked card playing, Saunders.
Yeah.
Hi, Lucky, what's wrong?
Stay out of this, kid. This business concerns the sheriff and me.
That's right. And I don't need no kid to tell me what to do.
And I don't need to take anything from you, Sheriff. Lucky Saunders is my pal, and I want to know what he's done that you can arrest him for.
Kid like you ain't got no business being friends with a tin horn gambler. He ran a crooked game only last night and took in plenty.
Yeah, and we're going to run him out of town.
Mm-hmm. Run him out? On account of last night? Say, if you guys couldn't afford to gamble, you shouldn't have looked Saunders up.
Take it easy, kid. Don't sit in on this game. The stakes ain't high enough.
Stakes ain't high? Say, you trying to be funny, Slicker? You're leaving town tonight if we have to carry out feet first.
You can't send a man out in this blizzard. He wouldn't last an hour.
I imagine the sheriff knows that as well as you, kid. He seems particularly interested in my funeral.
That's about all out of you, Saunders. Come on, boys. Out he goes.
Sheriff!
Why, Mary Fletcher, what's wrong? What's brought you out in this here storm?
It's my boy, Jimmy. He's lost. Lost in this blizzard.
Jimmy?
Lost?
Why? Jimmy Fletcher? Why, Lucky, that's your...
Yes, kid. Mrs. Fletcher, what about Jimmy?
Shut up, Saunders. You ain't got nothing to do with it.
Jimmy's lost. His playmates left him heading for the rim with his sled. I thought he was there with them all this time, but he's up there alone, freezing.
I'm going after him.
You'll do nothing of the sort. If you think you can escape arrest that away, you're mistaken, my
I'm
boy.
Not thinking, I'm acting. Kid, let me have your overcoat.
You bet. Here's a flask, too, in case the kid needs something.
Thanks. Pray for me, Mary Fletcher.
Well, I'll be
home. Oh, my boy. My boy. Hurry, follow that man. He can't get through this storm alone.
Yeah, if you're so good at keeping law and order, let's see how fast you are about finding a little kid that's lost in the snow. Lucky needs help.
That gambler won't lose me, never fear. Come on, boys, let's get ready for the search. I have to stop by the house for my heavy coat.
Hurry. For God's sakes, hurry. It's almost 6 o'clock now, and the wind's mounting. The wind's mounting.
Don't you think you'd better sit down, Mrs. Fletcher? You wearing yourself out, worrying ain't going to bring them any sooner.
Oh, they've been gone over 4 hours. We should have had word by this time.
Lucky's been gone that time, but the sheriff didn't get started till later.
Lucky the gambler said to pray for him. You wouldn't think a man like that would believe in prayer, would you? Oh, why doesn't some word come?
Well, no news is good news, ma'am.
You've been telling me that for the last hour. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my Jimmy. He isn't really my own son, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he don't look much like you.
I adopted him when he was only a little thing. But I love him like he was my own. I'd die if anything happened to him.
Oh, Lucky, I'll find him, ma'am. Don't worry, he'll find him.
Listen. Listen, they're coming.
Well, Sheriff... Where's Jim? Where's Lucky?
We had to turn back, Mr. Fletcher.
Turn back?
Yep. Yeah, but no one could get through this storm. It's impossible. We didn't even get near the rim.
You mean you left my Jimmy to die? What kind of man are you?
Now, take it easy, Mrs. Fletcher. We tried hard enough.
I'm going to find my boy. Let me alone. I'll go for him.
No, you can't go out like this, ma'am. Lucky's still out there. He'll find
him. I must get to my Jimmy. Please, let me go. What was that?
What was what?
Did you hear something, Mrs. Fletcher?
Yes. Someone called outside.
It's the wind. I told you this storm was something awful.
No.
Hey, stop, Mrs. Fletcher. Boys, she can't run out in this blizzard.
Oh, my boy, open the door.
Don't let her out, boys. She's hysterical. No.
Hey, open the door. You fools, it's Lucky Saunders. He's found Jimmy.
So the gambler found the kid, huh?
Yeah. He kept going until he did find him, huddled beside his sled, trying to shield himself from the storm.
Saunders sure was a game guy, but in that case, no news was good news, wasn't it?
Well, not exactly. You see, Lucky died from exposure. He found his boy, but lost his life doing it.
Gee, the poor guy. Say, wasn't there something in the Bible, greater love hath no man?
Yeah. Lucky gambled for the last time and lost. But willingly, it was his way of paying up.
Maybe so, but no news is still good news to me. Even if our act don't get much of a hand, the boss knows we're good. Maybe he'll hold us over for another week.
Say, what's that under the door? Envelope just slipped in.
Gee, I bet it's from out front. Good news, boy. A holdover. That manager knows a good act when he sees one.
Open it.
Well, can you beat that?
Let's have the good news, Eddie.
That tramp of a manager is firing us. We don't even do the next show. Says we'll ruin his business.
No news is good news. You still think so?
Why do they have a guy like that running a theater? He ought to be out digging ditches.
A holdover, says you. Instead, it's a ticket to the well-known gate. No news is good news.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you? Ha, 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 ha!